We're in Simin Nun Vav. I'm still in the halachas of Kaddish and Baruch Hu. We will be finishing Simin Nun Vav. That means we'll be doing from Beis all the way to Hay, as well as Simin Nun Zayin, Sifim Aleph and Beis. That's all it's got. So we begin. Kishishliach Tzibur Omer Yizbarach. When the Shliach Tzibur says Yizbarach in Kaddish, Kol Ha'om Onin Amin. So everybody says Amen. The Mechaber Shita is that you say Amen after Yizbarach. V'chein k'shomer Brichu. They should say Amen after Brichu. V'chein k'shomer V'imru Amen. As well as when he says V'imru Amen. The Ramah, however, disagrees. V'lo nagu lomer Amen acher Yizbarach v'lo acher Brichu. The Minig Ashkenaz is not to say Amen after Yizbarach and not after Brichu. So as far as the Amenim, the Mishneh Berurah says it's a pele that the Mechaber did not mention the Amen after Shmei Rabbah, which is mentioned in the Rambam. It's in the Rambam's Nusach, and the Mechaber therefore should have brought it. Further in the Ramah says, V'lo yafsik bim brichu li'eila min kol berchasa. The Ramah says, not be mafsik between the words brichu and li'eila. So the Mishneh Berurah says that there are two options. The Tzibur could either just say the words Brichu, or if they say Brichu, they should say Brichu Le'ela and go further. Because if they just say Brichu Le'ela, that means that they're just blessing Hashem Le'ela, only up there, but not anywhere else. So you have your choice. Although he says not to be mafsik, and that would sound like you should say Brichu Le'ela, the Mishneh Berurah prefers just saying Brichu rather than saying Brichu Le'ela alone. The Shari Tshuva says that brichu is part of kutcha. It's kutcha brichu, and therefore leila has nothing to do with it. In other words, he argues straight out with the Ramah, and so does the Gra. So the Gra says not to say brichu leila, just to say brichu, and that's it. Siv gimel ha'onim ad la'olme olmayo bilvad. If all you say in Yehi Shmei Rabbah is until olme olmayo, toimim. That's a mistake. Ki osur lahafrid ben olmayo liyizbarach. You have to say Yeshmei Rabbah and end with the word Yizbarach. You don't end with the word olmayo. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says that although the Mechaber sounds like all you have to say is the word Yizbarach, in the Beis Yosef it is mefurish that you're supposed to say along with the shots all the way till Damir on the Olma, because Yizbarach is just one word. The Magen Avraham, however, says that it's sufficient to say till Yizbarach. The Gra says you should not say past Olmaya. Yizbarach has nothing to do with it. Yizbarach is already the beginning of another sentence. The Mishneh Berurah says that if you want to say the word Yizbarach, but you're choshish for the Gra, there's a Pashta Eitza, and that is Bimafsik Bineshima. Meaning, if you don't say it together, if you say Yeshmei Rabbah, you end Olmaya, you pause, and then say Yizbarach, even according to the Gra, you have not been makalkal your Yehi Shmei Rabbah, even though that's the beginning of something new which you're not completing, but it's still better than being makalkal your Yehi Shmei Rabbah. And then the Mishneh Berurah adds that in a place where one is not allowed to speak, where he's only allowed to be mafsik for Yehi Shmei Rabbah, he should not say Yizbarach. Since according to the Gra, there's no place for it, so why say Yizbarach when you're not allowed to be mafsik? Further, Sif Dalet, Kishomer HaChazen Yiskadel Korea. When the Chazen says Yiskadel, he should bow. V'chein b'yehi Shmei Rabbah, v'chein b'brichu, v'chein b'amein. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, it also says at Yizbarach. In other words, there are five kriyas. According to the Mechaber, there are five places that one is supposed to bow in Kaddish. And the five places are Yizkadel, when he says Yizkadel, when he says Yehi Shmei Rabbah, when he says Yizbarach, Brichu, and then Amen. Hey, la'achar shesiyim ha'kadosh posea gimel psiyas, v'acharkach omer osa shalom. When you finish Kaddish, you go back three steps and you say osa shalom in the very same way that one does at the end of Shemona Esrei. That was Simen Nun Vav, which was dealing with Kaddish. Simen Nun Zayin is telling us about Baruchu, Sif Aleph, Omer Shliach Tzibur Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvorach. The Shliach Tzibur says Baruch Hu Es Hashem Amvorach, and he is supposed to say it b'kol ram. He's supposed to say it out loud. He's speaking to the people and saying, bless Hashem. Va'onim acharav, the tzibur answers to him, Baruch Hashem v'roch le'olam v'ed. And then, v'chol zeshatz, v'omer Baruch Hashem v'roch le'olam v'ed, in order to be part of the tzibur. So the shatz is supposed to answer afterwards. Now, a person who comes in and did not hear Baruch Hu, but he heard the tzibur answering Baruch Hashem v'roch le'olam v'ed, should answer with them. Whereas, if the tzibur is done and all he heard was the shliach tzibur's Baruch Hashem v'roch le'olam v'ed, he should only answer Amen afterwards. He shouldn't say Baruch Hashem v'roch. Says the Ramana, v'nagu she'ashatz marich b'baruchu v'akol omrim yizbarach v'yishtabach, ba'ud shu marich b'baruchu. You'll find that printed on the side of baruchu in many sidurim. That at the time the shatz is marich in baruchu. Now this is referring to being marich in the nigunim. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says that while he's saying baruchu, everyone's supposed to stop and listen to him. So if he's not in marich b'nigunim, then you're not supposed to say it. Mishnah Berurah brings down a Magen Avraham that if there were just 10 people in shul, including the chazan, he said baruchu and didn't answer baruch Hashem v'roch. So he says that the shas isn't yotza because you didn't have 9 people answering baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the truth is that if the shas doesn't answer baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed, even if he had a lot more than a minion, he's not yotza because he has to say baruch Hashem v'roch l'olam v'ed. Baruch Hu Hashem v'roch is not enough. With regard to answering Amen after the Shliach Tzibur's Baruch Hashem V'Roch L'Olam V'Ed, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shaar Ephraim, who says that you should, but he sounds like he's going with the Chayyadam, who says that one should not. Mokum Shenogu Litzok Al Chavreim Ben Kaddish U'Baruch Hu L'Yotzer Or. If they're mafsik between Baruch Hu and Yotzer Or L'Daber B'Tzorchei Rabim Toim Heim. Apparently, there was this mistaken minhag to be mafsik at that point, to let people know that there were Jews in trouble, whether it's to say tilim or to go make an appeal to ask people for help. That is a mistake. Why? Because we say that the bracha of Yotzer Or really begins with Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to be mafsik between Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Yotzer Or.